Joan, tell us more about your book.
Well, one of the things the cells show us and teach us is how to really understand our uniqueness. And I'll give you an example. Each of the cells in our body have actually come from one fertilized egg. Mm-hmm. And you would think that although all the cells have the same DNA in an individual, which is why you could find out what the DNA is from their saliva, from a strand of hair, or a fingernail, or whatever, because it's all the same DNA. Yet, if you look at the body, we have bones, which look completely different than blood vessels, which look completely different than hair.
Right.
And what happens in development of the human body is that cells start to make a decision to take a certain route. That is, the part of the DNA that the bone cells use is different than the part of the DNA that the blood vessels use.
So they ignore that part.
That's right. And they claim a certain component of the DNA. We have enough DNA. In fact, we have so much DNA that we probably only use 20 or so percentage of the DNA in all of our cells. Neurons use more DNA than any other cell type. But what it shows us is, and cells that stay true to their nature function fabulously. It's only when cells become disturbed and they become cancer cells, they don't remain true to who they are. The lesson in
here... particles that hit these cells that are so small, they can actually not kill the cell, but just alter its code.
Mutate the DNA, yes.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And when the cells live from the wrong DNA, they aren't able to completely differentiate into who they should be. They don't develop into the fullness of who they should be, and they stay very young cells that replicate very rapidly. And I think the lesson in this is that each of us is unique. And that's why I say on my website, who are you to deprive the world of your genius?
I like that.
Because there is no one else that can make the contribution that one individual can make. No one else has the unique combination of interests and talents and passion and experience. And so I think our cells show us that staying true to your uniqueness is the pathway to ultimate meaning and successful meaning. So that when people come to me, I'm a professional certified coach. Mm-hmm. And when people come to me, it's usually because there's something they want in their lives that's not there, or there's something in their lives that they want to get rid of.
Right.
But they haven't thought through, and I'm just so privileged to work with people to help them realize their potential, that they can make the decisions that it is never too late, it is never too early, it is always the right time to make the decisions that allow them to be the truth of who they are. Because after all, if we can't be the fullness of who we are, that's the entire purpose of our living.
Right. And you know, in my inventions, Lilia takes me seriously, and some friends that know me take me seriously, because I don't have a Ph. degree or B.S. after my name, many of the people in corporate sciences and big industry don't take me seriously, but I have natural just gifts that doesn't matter about the education I have or I don't have. I'm self-taught, but I'm able to create things, and now that I'm believing in them, in these things, I'm starting to get success. Patents and people interested in what I'm doing. I have this radio show now.
Yes.
It was when I began to believe in the talents that I have, that all of us have. So it's not just me, you know, that I'm interested in getting pumped up and excited and increasing my belief in this, but I also want others to discover that they, too, have this same potential inside of them. And it's when you discover this and when you believe in this is when you start to act out who you really are.
One of the things I tell people to do initially is to look at a decision that they made.
Mm-hmm.
What were the assumptions of things that were true or not true on the basis of which they made that decision? Half of the prisons that we live in are internal, psychological, mental, emotional prisons that we tie ourselves up in knots. And often, it doesn't have to be that way. So one of the things I ask people to begin experimenting with is when they have a decision to make that's upcoming, find out if the assumptions, like I can't do this because, I can't talk to that person because, those may not be true. Those may be limitations in your mind and not true limitations. So explore. Start to ask, is it really so? And start to take some risk. Because when you take the risk, you'll find out that when you assure about what it is that's important to you, the universe listens.
That's absolutely true. And we're a lot more than ants. Ants all have instinct and do the same repetitious thing over and over, and they're not very creative, and much can be said about most animals. But we as human beings are so much more endowed with a variety of individuality, and I think the governments that don't recognize that, communism, try to make everybody the same, you know, that everybody had the same, and it doesn't work because everybody's different. Some people work hard, some people don't work at all, and you can't give the same rewards to everybody. And so I think that what I like about our country, it gives you the freedom to either decide whether you're going to sit on your butt and have little, or you're going to work hard and explore all of the great potential that's inside of you. And I like your book because I think your book would become a great catalyst if we get people to look into your book, to get them to look deep inside themselves and find out, hey, you need to start believing in yourself.
Well, you know, I invite people to come to my website and download the free audio introduction to my book, where they can hear me reading the introduction to the book, and it's absolutely free with no obligation, and listen to what the book's about.
Right, and let's give that website out.
It's www.beyond-success.com.
Do that one more time.
Beyond-success.com.
Magnificently, you're an awesome design, and you have your own individual personality. Be very grateful that you live in a country that gives you freedom to express yourself, doing the right things, that is. And be very grateful that you have this individuality. We're here to inspire you to believe in yourself. And I'm very, very happy to have my guest, T. King, Ph.D. She has a new book out called Cellular Wisdom. She has a great website in which you can get free information. It's www.beyond-success.com. And Joan, we're in the last segment. Where does the time go? Do you have some other things you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'd also like people to know that free on my website are some preview calls of a teleseminar series that I did for Cellular Wisdom. And the topics were understanding cellular wisdom, tapping into it, cellular wisdom and relationships, and cellular wisdom and business. And they can buy the full set of recordings, but there are preview calls that are free that also have significant information. And I have a number of articles that are available on my website and also on my blog. So feel free to make use of all of this material and email me. I would be glad to respond if you have a particular issue that you want to explore. You know, I tell people to imagine their greatness and then to know that their greatness is actually much more than they can begin to imagine.
Wow, that's good. That's really good. Now, Joan, I'd like to ask permission to put a link from my website, which is www.outoftheboxscience.com. Can I put a link to your website there?
Absolutely. I would be delighted if you did.
Okay, so if you visit my website, www.outoftheboxscience.com or www.galaxy-of-science.com, you'll see within a week a link to Joan's website, which is www.beyond-success.com. And I'm on the site now, and there's lots of free things on there, information that you need to know about how wonderfully you're created and how wonderful your mind is and your personality and how you have to stop depriving the rest of the world of your genius. And now, Joan, do you go out and give seminars? Do you go outside of Colorado, or do you just stay there and do these seminars on the Internet?
I prefer to do more seminars on the Internet, but I do travel some. It's just that after a while, you get tired of traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teleseminars are a wonderful way that, and they're interactive, so people can ask questions and get answers. Also, my blog is interactive. People can ask questions anonymously. You don't have to identify who you are, and I will comment and answer the questions. So
now,
that
blog is new to me. Explain what a blog is.
Yes. Blog is short for web log, and they started as just personal journals where kids, teenagers, would talk about their days. And then businesses began to realize that this was the way to interact with people who don't know about their services, who want to ask questions. And then it became political, so that there are political blogs where you can ask candidates about their positions. And now many, many service organizations, such as coaches and consultants, have blogs because they want to know what are the issues and challenges that you're facing. And so this allows you to easily ask a question and get an answer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fantastic program, and I'm very grateful to Joan C. King, PhD, the author of Cellular Wisdom. Joan, thank you very much for taking out your time today.